Actress Amber Tamblyn, "I imagined giving my baby to Canadians after Trump's election." By Justin Caruso on November 19, 2018. Actress Amber Tamblyn confessed in a recent public appearance that she considered giving her unborn baby girl away to Canadians following the election of Donald Trump. Amber Tamblyn told attendees at Vulture Fest's Feminist AF panel in Los Angeles Sunday how she felt like giving her baby away on election night 2016. According to The Hollywood Reporter, when Clinton's director of strategic communications informed Javits Center attendees that Clinton would not be speaking, Tamblyn came to a grim conclusion: "A dark realization swallowed me. I was going to bring a baby into this world. And not just any baby, a girl." Tamblyn recalled imagining if she should give her baby away to Canadians or Swedes. The THR report also tells the story of Tamblyn coping with the loss of Trump's election. At a subway station the following day, Tamblyn read, she began experiencing pain and shortness of breath, which caused her collapse on the stairs. She recalled a homeless man saying, "Oh shit, it's going down," and offering to cut her umbilical cord with beard scissors if she went into labor. Ultimately, Tamblyn learned she was just having a panic attack. Tamblyn also mentioned how she wore matching white pantsuits with fellow Hollywood activist actresses Amy Schumer and America Ferrera. The sisterhood of the traveling pants actress is married to David Cross, who portrayed Tobias Fünke on the TV series Arrested Development. Cross has made his thoughts about President Trump very clear. In August, the comedian joked about beating President Donald Trump to a bloody pulp and then urinating and defecating on him. Tamblyn's political views are also politically progressive. Last month, she declared that the existence of transgender people is the truest form of America's freedom. "To the trans kids out there who are terrified by this administration, my daughter and I are with you. Your existence is the truest form of America's freedom. You will not be erased. Not on my watch. Not on humanity's watch. Your fight is our fight," the 35-year-old said.